Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this special issue of Knuckle Up on Sports Action Network Radio. It's your host, George Bowley, and my co-host and the editor at the MMA Corner and Scrap Fight Magazine, Mr. Josh Davis, will be joining us shortly. I'm sure he's going to be calling in any minute. But a lot to talk about. You know, controversial decision yesterday during the main event for Glory between Marcus and Levin. And also discussing the results and feelings of Mayweather-Pacquiao, the fight of the decade. So we got a lot on our plate. Just waiting for Josh to call in so we can start our discussions. We have a lot of other things coming up. Also some MMA news that's popping up. We'll be able to talk about that as well. And we have Fight Talk. Basically coming up with some MMA events that we have, international and domestic. Until he calls in, let's take a short break and come on back.
Your days at the newsstand are over. Scrap Fight Magazine brings all the world's mixed martial arts action to your computer with a click of a mouse. Read articles, interviews, and feature pieces from some of the world's most respected fight journalists and get the lowdown on the biggest MMA events and fighters from across the globe. And because Scrap is digital, you'll have full access to the integrated audio and video segments. So subscribe now at www.scrapfightmag.com and get your scrap on.
All right, fight fans, we're back. Short break. Here are my thoughts about the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight. And I guess Josh can chime in when he comes in. You know, for the type of money that was in this fight, for the type of hype that they put behind this fight, because really this fight basically was self-promoted from the time that they signed the agreement. Quite honestly, you know, this fight had been building for a couple of years. So social media really was the key once this fight was signed and ready to go. But with all that being said, with the hundreds of million dollars that have been made in that particular fight, the fight was exactly what I thought it was going to be, a defensive fight, you know, not really too much action. And Floyd was going to win on points, no doubt about it. You know, you weren't going to see great heavyweight fights like, you know, when Mike Tyson fought Buster Bruno, or he fought Holyfield, or even Ali fought Frazier, or fought George Foreman, or you weren't going to see anything like Marvelous Haggard or Sugar Ray Leonard. What you saw was a defensive Floyd Mayweather coming in, using his defense, and basically winning the round on points. So, you know, was it worth it? Yeah, absolutely. Fight probably made over $500 million. However, that being said, was it worth the $100? You know, my poll that I took, almost, I would probably say 9 out of 10 people that I spoke to, everybody said they were glad they didn't spend $100. So, Josh, sitting in, what do you think about the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight of the decade?
Well, like you said, I thought it was the fight that Floyd Mayweather wanted. You know, it was that simple. Manny Pacquiao did not do the things that he needed to do to give himself a chance to win that fight. And because of that, everyone's unhappy. This, that, and the other, complaining about everything. And I will tell you this. Everyone out there who spent $100 on the pay-per-view, you spent $100 on the pay-per-view. You didn't spend $10,000 on a ticket. You spent $100 on a pay-per-view. You got to watch it from the comforts of wherever it is that you were. You spend $100 on a pay-per-view. Now, if you were one of the people that, you know, buy tickets from all the companies that add on additional markups and literally spent $30,000 on some seats, then maybe you could be complaining. But everyone who just bought a pay-per-view, you spend $100 on the biggest sporting event probably of your lifetime. So, you know, it wasn't the result that you wanted. But guess what? When we watch the Super Bowl and you're a fan of one team and the other team wins, you're not trying to sue NBC. You're not trying to sue the NFL. You're not trying to sue individual players that were playing injured. You accept it, and that's what needs to happen here. We need to accept that Floyd did everything that Floyd wanted to do to win that fight.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. You know, and I agree with you. You know, look, the fight was went exactly as I expected it. You know, but the significant thing that a lot of fans and spectators are forgetting is the fact that this is the first time in boxing history that I can remember in my lifetime. I'm over 40 years old. I'm 41. Okay. But Showtime and HBO did a joint pay-per-view. Let me say that again. Showtime and HBO, two of the biggest rivals in boxing, did a joint pay-per-view for this particular fight. So moving forward, I really don't expect them, if it's other fights, I mean, even we're talking about money and this was real money, but they can't say now it was never done. You see what I mean? And the fact that they did that shows that they can move and elevate the sport to these type levels when they feel like it or they feel it's appropriate to do it, you know? And, I mean, everybody came together to make this happen. Manny Pacquiao, for his part, got, what, a $50 million guarantee that Bob Arum was going to cut him that check. You know, Floyd is guaranteed to make nine figures on this particular fight as a promoter and the fighter, you know. I mean, everybody talks about MMA and MMA is dead. MMA couldn't even touch this. They were even selling this pay-per-view in the UK. Now, normally for mixed martial arts, they get free mixed martial arts from the UFC, and we have to pay for it in the United States, right? They actually paid for this pay-per-view. I think it was a 25 or 29 quid for this particular fight in HD. Quid is pounds, if you don't know that. You know? So,
yeah.
Go figure. Go figure. But it was a great business decision. I have to agree with you what you said last week. It's a great business decision for Floyd, you know. And he did what he was supposed to do. He did exactly what he's supposed to do to win this particular fight. And whether Manny was fighting with a torn rotator cuff, has that been confirmed?
Yeah. Yeah, it's been confirmed. He actually had surgery. So all of that has been confirmed. He did have a torn rotator cuff. What is now a little bit sketchy is Manny let it slip that it happened in March, and everybody else is saying, no, it happened 4 weeks out, and they thought that, you know, doing therapy and taking injections would be fine. If it happened in March, I mean, that's a significant difference. You know, obviously they knew he had it. What kind of training camp could he have done? Basically lets the world know that he was just out there to collect a paycheck, and that ain't cool. 4 weeks out, 3 weeks out, that's a different story.
Well, can I disagree with that? The reason why I disagree with that is because fighters do it all the time. You know, I don't know how much money Manny Pacquiao has made in his life, but the guarantee for him was $50 million, just to show up. And then it went upwards of that. So, you know, if you've been waiting for this fight for 5 years and talking about it, this is what you want to do, I don't think you canceled the fight because of torn rotator cuff, whether it was in March. I think he prayed like he prayed the Lord would heal him enough to get into that ring and fight this guy that he's wanted to fight. You know, I get it. I get what you're saying. But imagine just if they canceled the fight, his rotator cuff, and the fight is suspended. All the buildup, all the money that was kicked out, everything now has to go into another date. When it was just like, this was the pinnacle. This was the pinnacle time to do it and get it done. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I completely agree with it. But you're a striker. I'm an athlete. You don't go into a fight knowing that you can't win. I mean, it's that simple. And if your rotator cuff is torn, you know you're not going to be able to to throw punches, especially for 12 rounds.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. There's no doubt about it. I agree with you 110%.
And here's the thing. I will never question Manny Pacquiao's decision, and here's why. I'm not Manny Pacquiao. I've never been in that position. I don't know what it's like. I don't know what goes through a person's head when you have guaranteed $50 million on the table, all these other people around you that also are depending on you to do your thing so they can get paid as well. I don't know what that's like, so I can never question his decision. Did he make the right choice? I don't know. He made the choice that he felt was best for him.
Yeah. You know, look, we're in 100% agreement. No doubt about it. No doubt about it at all. You know, but at least now that's a justification for me in my mind as to why he couldn't pull the trigger the way that he wanted to. I mean, let's be honest. He only started moving his head in the third round. I mean, for a lead right, he couldn't get out the way. And that was like, that's unusual for Manny Pacquiao. And no doubt about it. He was taking those punches. I mean, they were hard shots that he was taking. He was walking right through them. You know, people were saying, oh, that's not true. Some of my brothers who are boxers and things like that. But, yeah, Manny stunned Floyd, and Floyd did stun Manny a couple times. But it wasn't like anybody's knees buckled to the point, and you was like, oh, he had him on the ropes. You know what I mean? So
no,
it can go either way. Did Floyd win? Yes.
Floyd schooled him. Just being honest, no disrespect to Manny, who I love, but Floyd was definitely the superior boxer. The one thing I want to ask you about, because I have my own thought process on this. You know, obviously Pacquiao's camp said they wanted a rematch afterwards, and, you know, Floyd balked at first, and then he said, yeah, he'd be willing to fight Manny in a rematch. Now he'll never fight Manny again because he's a coward. What do you think about all that?
That's all that is just hype. All that is just hype. After this particular payday, that one that these guys both went through, there's a little bit of anticipation if there's a rematch now that we know that it's rotator tough with Cora, but they're not going to make that kind of money again. None of them will. None of them will, because the fight was such a build-up and such a disappointment on a fan. Not analysis, not an athlete, just as a fan. There was so much negative as to what didn't happen in the fight that there will never be that type of money again on the table for a rematch. There just won't be. You know, they just can't build it up. You know, so yeah, maybe he's laying the groundwork for a rematch. Maybe he's not. You know, but him saying that Manny's a coward, Manny jumped in the ring with an injury. You know, you tell me how brittle hands Floyd Mayweather, if he would have jumped in the fight knowing that his hand was broken and he said he was set to make 9 figures. Wouldn't do it. You know, so it is what it is.
No, he would not at all. And no, obviously Manny's not a coward. He stepped in there with a torn rotator cuff. That's a pretty significant injury. I think Floyd's trying to do exactly that, build himself up another big payday. However, I agree. I don't know that boxing, you know, anytime soon will ever reach another fight of this magnitude, just because there's not two star athletes out there with this kind of hype train behind each of them to do a fight like this. It's not to say that it will never happen again, but right now, as you just look at the boxing roster throughout all weight classes, throughout all the different WBC, IBF, IBA, all that kind of stuff, there's just not the two guys to do this. Now, you brought up MMA. MMA still, you know, we're talking 25 years old. It's still a baby compared to boxing. Boxing's been around for hundreds of years. Especially in this country, boxing's been huge since, you know, 1900. So MMA has a ways to go, but the way MMA is structured, I don't think MMA will ever have a single fight that generates that type of money, because, again, it is free to every other population except for the U.S. and Canada. We're the only ones who have to do pay-per-views. And like you said, over in the U.K., they had to do pay-per-views. Even down in Mexico, even though it wasn't that much, they still had to do pay-per-views. Floyd Money, Catalyze, everywhere. And the UFC, why they have their TV contracts and that kind of stuff, the money is nowhere the same as getting all those pay-per-view royalties.
No doubt about it. You just stole my thunder because I was going to say, you know, possible even to do a co-promotion, even if it was possible to do a co-promotion now, because we know that it's possible. But you're right, MMA is too far in its infancy to be able to structure a fight like this and, you know, make it happen. You know, will we see something like this in our lifetime? It's possible if you get the right kind of fighters in, with boxing coming back into the mainstream, like Roy Jones is saying, and Triple G and some of the stars that you're going to see on boxing. Now, mainstream TV from cable to major networks, you know, it may change the face of boxing now for this next generation. Really quick, I want to switch gears. I didn't make the announcement at the top of the show because you went on, but congratulations, brother. This is our 300th episode of Knuckle Up. So we're still doing it. 300.
Well, I think that's a big tribute to you and everything that you have been able to accomplish with Scrap and everything else, and putting this show together for 300 episodes. Man, that's insane. Congratulations, brother.
Thank you, man. Thank you for sitting in all these years with me, man, and talking fight talk. Let's take a quick break and come on back. We got to talk about Glory, because I need to find out from you if you saw what I saw, because what I saw didn't come into the results that happened.
Your days at the newsstand are over. Scrap Fight Magazine brings all the world's mixed martial arts action to your computer with a click of a mouse. Read articles, interviews, and feature pieces from some of the world's most respected fight journalists, and get the lowdown on the biggest MMA events and fighters from across the globe. And because Scrap is digital, you'll have full access to the integrated audio and video segments. So subscribe now at www.scrapfightmag.com and get your scrap on.
All right, Glory 21. It was kind of overshadowed because of the loss of oxygen from the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight, and then the back talk after it. But what fight did you see in the main event? I actually thought Marcus won that fight. I really did. Levin started clinching from the first round. I mean, it was just blatant. And for me, I don't understand how a guy loses a point in the fight and then it's still a draw. This guy got kicked in the mouth twice. Oh, I'm sorry, kicked in the face twice during the fight. There were no significant strikes where any guy's knees were buckled on any side of it. But I can't understand for the life of me how a guy loses a point and it's still a draw. Ask me, I'm saying, can you please, from your expertise, explain to me what you saw? Because I'm still at a loss for words.
No, I'm with you on this one. I didn't get it. And again, you know, anyone who follows us, follows the MMA Corner, I put the judges on blast. I mean, I don't know how that's possible. I don't get it either. I thought Marcus won the fight. Now, like you said, no one got buckled, nothing like that. But Marcus was in there fighting. He wasn't clinching. He wasn't. It was his fight from the very beginning. So, I don't know. I will throw this out there. Maybe I don't know what I'm watching when it comes to kickboxing. I've always thought that I did. But maybe I'm just old school and I don't have any idea what it is I'm watching. Maybe I'm the problem. I don't know, because it's not like this is the first to happen either. I mean, this is consistent across the board, and so I guess maybe I just don't understand fighting anymore. You know, I guess maybe that's the issue, because it's not just us. You know, again, it is media across the board where we're like, what is going on? You know, and again, we're not judges, but I've been watching fights my entire life. I know what kickboxing is. I know what Thai boxing is, and know how to score a fight. And again, when you have someone in there who literally spends a minute of a round trying to hug you every round and loses a point, I don't know how he's even in the conversation of a draw, a victory, whatever. There's only one conversation that he lost. But again, so maybe it's that I don't know how to score fights anymore. I like you, I'm at the loss for words, and it's disappointing because I think it hurts the sport. You know, I know a lot of just casual fans that tell me, you know, if that's what it is, then, you know, we'll watch something else.
Yeah. You know, judging across the board, when it's bad, it's bad. You know, some horrible decisions in boxing with Paulie Malignaggi in Texas. You know, some horrible decisions in mixed martial arts. And we're not biased. You know, we talk everything. I mean, kickboxing the same. But I just, for the life of me, I just don't understand how the judges came to that conclusion because, like you, you know, the rules are pretty simple. Besides the clinching and the elbows, you know, they're taken out of Muay Thai. The rules are very simple. What is and what isn't. You have a guy that's pressing the action. You have a guy that's doing all of this, you know, and a guy that's not. And to say he lost a point, okay, he got caught a couple times. Yeah, Marcus got caught too. And you can look at the punch count, but the punch and the landing count is something completely different for me and how I see it. Okay, I could be wrong. But I just don't understand how it's a majority draw for a tie, you know. And it's hurtful because a guy like Marcus, who had really been training his heart out, and, yeah, he made some changes after he got knocked out by Schilling. But, come on, like that, it's just you just feel for the guy. You're bleeding for him today. You know what I mean? When he wakes up and goes, I'm not the champion. After all that I did, I'm not the champion. And I fought my heart out. You know, it's just, you know, it's heartbreaking. It truly is heartbreaking, you know.
And, you know, I don't mean any disrespect to Artem Levin, you know. But, dude, let's be honest. He lost that fight. I mean, everyone that was at the show knew it. I mean, the crowd was serious. He lost that fight. Marcus won that fight. You know, like you said, when Simon woke up this morning with no title, I mean, again, that's another thing that I can't even fathom why he's feeling like. I mean, that's just an...
Yeah. Yeah. No doubt about it. Do we have any other MMA news really quick? I think we have about 5 minutes left. We don't have any events until next weekend, right?
No, we have UFC Fight Night 65 tonight, Mark Hunt and Stipe Miocic. And then
What time does that start?
The prelims start, I want to say, at 7 o'clock your time. Main event starts at 11 o'clock your time on Fight Pass. Let me confirm that real quick. I got the email on this today, though. Ben Saunders is back from his injury. He's going to be fighting Kenny Robertson at UFC on Fox 16 in Chicago.
Okay.
Let me confirm our event tonight. So, prelims. There we go. Prelims start actually at 7:45 Eastern time, and then the main card is 11 p.m. Eastern time.
All right. Thanks for reminding me. You know, got so many things happening. It's my daughter's third birthday today, so we have a birthday party at 6 o'clock. You know, keep it moving. My baby's getting big, man.
Happy birthday to your daughter. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I'm blown away. Blown away by it. It's like I remember the day she was born. And now she's already starting preschool, man. Everything with it. I'm getting old.
They grow up so fast. It's so quick, especially at that age. I mean, I have the same thing with my kid. You know, you blink in kindergarten and then first grade.
Right.
Like, holy, stop. Stop.
So.
It's not cool.
That's why you take a lot of pictures now, man. Digital photos, you can keep them. You don't have to develop film. So. Any other news that we're skipping over?
No, I think, you know, RFA and Legacy, they're, you know, all right, let me rephrase that. Legacy is a solid regional promotion. They're a great promotion out of Texas. And then you have RFA, who is basically development lead for the UFC. You know, they've already, in small existence, they've already sent over 30 fighters to the UFC. So, you know, they're certainly the developmental lead for the UFC. They had a co-promoted event last night on Access TV, Legacy versus RFA, and it was actually solid event. It was very well produced, excellent fights throughout. There was no blowouts. There were no mismatches. Everything was evenly matched. It was actually a great event, and I do want to give kudos to Access TV, to RFA, Sven Bean and Ed Soros, and then McMaynard of Legacy. I questioned how good it would be going into it, and they put on an excellent event. So if you did not get a chance to see it, I know they'll be replaying it throughout the weekend, so definitely check it out. It was a solid event.
All right. Really quick, main event, Stipe Miocic versus Mark Hunt. I don't know. You know, after Stipe lost to Junior Dos Santos, I just really softened on him. You know, I don't know if he just couldn't pull the trigger with, you know, Junior. I just don't know. But I think that this fight is just a fight, just to have a fight. I don't really see any advantage here, you know, but just to have a fight. You know, they need a main event. So it's just I don't want to say a throwaway fight. Those are the wrong terms, but it's just a fight as far as I'm concerned. How do you see this fight for the main event?
To be real honest, I like Stipe in this fight. I mean, I love Mark Hunt overall, but I thought Stipe actually outpointed Junior Dos Santos. I thought JDS won that fight simply his name alone, but I think he's going to do exactly what he did to Roy Nelson. He's going to stay on the outside. He's going to use his significant reach advantage and basically just pick Mark Hunt apart. And if Mark, you know, can't land the big overhand right, then I don't see how he wins this fight. But, you know, you never know with Mark Hunt. Anything can happen. He was winning the Freeseal Burdoon fight until he ate the knee, and that changed everything. So who knows? He definitely knows how to fight the taller, lengthier fighters. So he could come out on top. I like Stipe. I think this guy is the future of the heavyweight division. He's a young guy. He's a stud.
Yeah. No doubt about it. You need to fight guys like Hunt and everything to get yourself back up there. But, you know, we'll definitely see how this whole thing plays out. And, you know, we'll definitely be watching. I should be home in time by then, so that's all good. Well, fight fans, that's our show. Don't forget, for this or any other episode, you can go to the Google Play Marketplace and download the free Sports Action Network mobile app. For the latest MMA news and information, go to the MMA Corner. That's themmacorner.com. Check out Scrap Fight Magazine, scrapfightmagazine.com. We should be having the May issue out shortly, just trying to get past a few hurdles. Everybody stay knuckled up. Thanks for sitting in, partner, and we'll talk next week.
Die!